Hi, this is Teacher Tales, podcast 111, and I'm Paul Carr, and this one is titled, Lots of People Lie to Their Doctors, Many Have Tragic Results. My father and I only argued about one thing regularly, his driving, because he had epilepsy. In 1948, when my father was 17, he fell out of a moving car. He was in a coma for 3 days. A dime-sized titanium plate was put in his skull. 13 years later, he started having both petite and grand mal seizures. I was 9 years old when I first saw him have a seizure. He was driving the two of us in his East Salinas, and an elderly man with a cane was hobbling across the road. Suddenly, my father slumped down, head on his chest. The elderly man saw us coming right at him. He rushed forward as fast as he could, and he ended up tapping the side of the car as we made contact with him. I knew nothing about cars, and we continued off the road, but I knew we better stop, and I knew I had to do it. I slammed my left foot down on the brake so hard we both smashed our heads against the windshield, because in those days nobody wore safety belts. That was the first of my father's car accidents that I saw. His license was taken away after it happened. Despite being a rule-abiding person, he drove anyway. He didn't do any of the other things he was supposed to do because of his epilepsy, like swim, take, bath, or jog, but car driving, he refused to give up. And unfortunately, eventually he got his driver's license back. In those days, epilepsy was treated with phenobarbital and Dilantin. My father hated taking them because they had side effects, including memory loss issues and receding gums. So his solution was to cut the dose, which caused even more seizures. Most of his seizures were small. Only a few in his life were grand mal. He told me that his triggers were not taking his meds, being exhausted, over-exercising, drinking alcohol, and thinking about multiple things at once. When I was in my 30s, my father became principal at the school where he had taught for close to 10 years, and I made a deal with his secretary that she would tell me when he had seizures. My family and I were surprised at how frequently they occurred, sometimes more than one a week, but he'd never tell us about them. Given how often he had seizures and his periodic car accidents, we wondered how my father was able to keep his driver's license. Well, it's quite simple. Turned out he lied to his doctor, as many people do about many things. My father would tell his doctor he had been seizure-free for 3 months, and the doctor would indicate that on paperwork, which allowed my father to keep his license. My whole family agreed he shouldn't drive. I would bring up the issue often, and when we could, we'd drive for him instead. But he'd always say, you know, if you all had your way, I'd be locked in the back room and do nothing with my life. My father was stubborn and rather obviously independent, both of which made him hold on to driving. But those are excuses, and there's no justification for driving if you're epileptic. Even though he lived alone, he could have used public transportation, carpooled, or asked us for rides, which he did often, but still, he drove when he wanted to. In 1998, when he was 67, my father had his final seizure while driving. He caused an accident, killing the driver of another car and himself. The passenger in his car was severely injured and spent months in the hospital before she finally died. It was all shocking, unnecessary, and horrible. I became the executor of the estate, what little there was left of it after legal fees and medical bills stemming from the crash. To disperse money to my father's beneficiaries, I had to close his bank account, which required presenting a death certificate at the bank. The woman assisting me said, "Your father's so young." "Car accident," I said, and then added, "He had a seizure while driving. He had no business driving. He killed other people." The woman looked horrified and turned pale right before me. She looked around and then opened her desk drawer and took out two pill containers. She teared up as she showed them to me. phenobarbital and Dilantin. She had epilepsy. She said that she had two kids and that having an accident while driving was her greatest fear. We both started crying, and I thought that anyone watching us would think getting a loan at this bank was damn tough. Not long ago, like 2 weeks ago, I ran into an old friend. We were catching up as he told me that he had been diagnosed with epilepsy a while back. He told his doctor he'd been more than 3 months seizure-free, and so they approved his right to drive. And I can't help but wonder, did he tell the truth?